Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Thanks for tuning in today. I think you'll like today's story, for it is somewhat of a mystery. I mean, did you ever hear wallpaper talk? Maybe you have pretty wallpaper on your wall in your room. Does it ever talk to you? Well, stay tuned for the good singing, and then for our story, The Wallpaper That Talked. Choir, the ball's in your court. Thank you, choir. Here's a question for you, Bible Clubbers. Have you ever written to Aunt Carolyn? Maybe you've been listening to the CBC broadcast for a long time, but you never have let us know it. We can pray for you in generalities like, Dear Lord, please bless all the boys and girls who listen to the broadcast every week. But it would be much better if we could pray for you by name. It's easy to write us at The Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's the snail mail address. The Children's Bible Club at 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. But it's easier and quicker to email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Some of you are so good on a computer that it wouldn't take you but a jiffy to type me off a note. Let us know the radio station you hear and a little bit about yourself. It would be great fun to get your email. So take time today to write me and send your email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. I'll be looking to hear from you. In the meantime, will you do something for me? Well, really, for the Lord. In your Bible, look up the verse 1 Samuel 12:24. It's a wonderful verse and gives us three important things to do for God. Find out what they are and try to do them every day. Memorize the verse and keep it close in your heart. That's 1 Samuel 12:24. I love that verse. Let me know when you have found it, and I hope you'll love it as I do. Now, here's the choir again before today's mysterious story. Choir? Years ago, a lady named Jean Tunga loved and worked with children just like you, and she wrote the story I'm going to tell you today, The Wallpaper That Talked. Are you ready? Kota-san and her grandmother-san were sipping their tea and sitting on their feet to keep them warm. Oh, I wish I had enough money to buy some new wallpaper, grandmother sighed. Oh, yes, let's get some, grandmother. Maybe it wouldn't cost too much. Do try to get some. Ay-yah, grandmother answered. It's hard to be so poor. But we really do need new wallpaper. It would make the room warmer for winter. But I have so little money. The next morning, grandmother-san watched proudly as Kota-san skipped off to the mission school. Grandmother wondered if she was doing the right thing to send her there, because the temple priests taught her to hate the missionaries, which they called the foreign devils. But Kota-san was a bright little girl and could already read better than others her age. She must have an education, and this was the cheapest way grandmother-san knew of. To quiet her conscience, she had forbidden Kota-san to ever bring home the foreign devils' terrible book, the Bible. The missionaries had taught Kota-san about the Lord Jesus Christ, and she trusted him as her only Savior. Now she longed to tell grandmother about him, how he loved her too and died for her sins. But Kota-san was afraid grandmother-san wouldn't let her go to the school any longer, so she kept her secret in her heart and prayed for her grandmother. One morning, after Kota-san had left for school, Grandma put on her bright kimono with the big sleeves and the wide sash. She took her little bit of money and hurried away to the market. It was a busy, noisy place, but there were wonderful things to buy if only she had the money. At a wallpaper shop, she saw beautiful wallpaper, but she only shook her head. Not enough money. It made her sad, but as she slowly walked home, she passed a neat little house with a tiny strip of grass in front. Grandmother-san was curious. What was that little box lying there on the grass? Had someone thrown it away? Grandmother-san looked up and down the narrow street. No one was watching. She stooped and picked up the box. Opening it cautiously, she peeked inside. Oh, how wonderful! The box was full of paper, paper that had pretty writing marks all over it. The marks meant nothing to grandmother, for she couldn't read. The sheets of paper were not large, but there were so many that she thought there would probably be enough to cover the walls of her room. Why would anyone throw a whole box of such pretty paper away? Again, Grandmother looked up and down the street. She saw no one. The box was out here near the grass. No one would miss it. She tucked it into her wide sleeve and hurried home. Quickly she mixed up some paste, and by the time Cotisson came home, she had most of one wall already papered. "Oh, Grandmother," Cotisson cried, "you did get some paper, pretty paper. I've never seen wallpaper like this before." She looked at the wall, and then at her grandmother, and suddenly caught her breath. Cotisson was so excited, she clamped her hand over her mouth lest the secret jump right out, for she knew something that Grandmother didn't know. Grandmother was pasting the Bible, the foreign devil's book, on her walls. Grandmother couldn't read, so she didn't know that the box of paper she found was a Bible. Cotisson was so excited she could hardly keep from jumping for joy. Now she needn't feel sorry that she couldn't bring her precious Bible home, for there it was, on the walls, just waiting for her to read it. "Please, Honorable Grandmother," Cotisson said politely and eagerly, "may I help you put it on the walls, too? I'll be ever so careful. I could put it down lower where it wouldn't hurt your back to reach." To her joy, Grandmother said she could help if she were careful not to spill the paste or spoil a single piece of the precious paper. So Cotisson hunted eagerly through the Bible leaves for her favorite stories and passages of Scripture. In fact, she was so eager to get the parts that she loved the most before Grandmother did that the work went very quickly indeed. It took several days to finish the wall, but when it was done, they surveyed their work. Oh, it did look nice! But Cotisson still had the secret in her heart. What would happen if Grandmother found out the secret? What would happen if the temple priest found out that they had the foreign devil's book on their walls? What would happen if... But that's all the time we have for today. Be listening next week at this same time to hear the rest of the story. Don't miss what happens to Cotisson and her wallpaper. And now, God bless until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.